The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो सर्वेभ्यः राम राम राम। सर्वेभ्यः गीत गोविंद संस्कृत संघस्य व्योमा लिंग्विस्टिक लैब्स फाउंडेशन संस्थायाः च प्रथम अंतर्जाल द्वारा क्रियमाण बालकानां श्लोक कक्षार्थं सर्वेभ्यः हृत्पूर्वक स्वागतम्। नमस्काराः। अ वार्म वेलकम टू ऑल आवर चिल्ड्रन एंड ऑल आवर पेरेंट्स हू हैव कम फॉर द फर्स्ट ऑनलाइन क्लास conducted by Vyoma and Geeta Govinda Samskrita Sangha. Hope we are audible and you can see both our webcam and also the presentation. Sarvebhyah punah swagatam. Adya kakshayah swarupam evam bhavati. Prathamastavat satra sarve vibhinna क्षेत्रात् विभिन्न स्थलात् विभिन्न देशात् अत्र आगतवन्तः इति सर्वेभ्यः कार्तज्ञं प्रथमं व्याहरामः। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल देयर आर पीपल हु हैव लॉग्ड इन फ्रॉम डिफरेंट कंट्रीज फ्रॉम डिफरेंट टाइम जोन्स फ्रॉम इंडिया फ्रॉम द यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स फ्रॉम यूके फ्रॉम डिफरेंट जोन्स पीपल हैव लॉग्ड इन सो अ वेरी वेरी लॉट ऑफ थैंक्स फ्रॉम बोथ द organizations for attending this online class. So what will the swarupam of the class be? Kakshayah swarupam katham bhavati iti pashyamaschete. Prathamastavate adya prathama kaksha vartate. Today is the first class. So we will have a brief introduction and objective about Geeta Govinda Samskrita Sangaha and also about Vyoma. So in each of these, generally we will try to see or we will try to express what is the role of the learner and what is the learning outcome which we can actually have from each of the agenda or points in the class. So in the introduction, we would like all of us to understand the objective so that all of us are working towards the same objective. That will take around 10 minutes. Tadanantaram shlokaha bhavati. We will have Venkat sir teaching us a few shlokas, today being the Vasanta Vijaya Dashami, which is a very very auspicious day. We will start with shlokas on Omkara and a few Guru shlokas we will start. So we will have that in the repetition mode. Venkat sir will teach and we can all repeat along after him. Then we will have a small story and we will see what is the moral of that story, and also we will have some games to the vocabulary product of Vyoma Lab, and finally we will have some rhymes. So initially what we will do is we'll give around 2-3 minutes to see if anybody is having any problem with audio. We will just check the question answer session there, and also in the flyer we had mentioned about Ramayana, Bhagavad Gita, bhajans and other sections. All that we will take it gradually as people are getting more comfortable with the format and we are also learning from this format as to what would work and what would not work. So that's the basic agenda and the swarupam. So I will just take a minute pause here and I'll just look at the webinar screen and see if anybody has any questions. Okay, so Bhargavi Rajaram says that I'm so excited. We are also equally excited. You can make it out from our voice itself. Thank you. Any other problems? Anybody? Hope everybody is able to see both the presentation and the webcam. I'll just unmute Arundhati and check. Hope you are able to see the webcam and the presentation, Arundhati. You can speak actually. You are unmuted, Arundhati. Okay, I think. Let me check with someone else.
Ram Ram Ram.
Okay. Ranjana, you're able to see our webcam and the presentation also, right?
Yes, I can.
Super, Ranjana. Thank you. Ram Ram Ram.
Ram Ram Ram.
Okay, so we will continue a small introduction on Geeta Govinda Samskrita Sangha. This is the mother organization. The Geeta Govinda Samskrita Sangha has started with the divine blessings of Jagadguru Sri 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 Abhinava Vidyatirtha Mahaswaminaha, and based on the instruction from the Jagadguru, our Mata, Srimati Anantalakshmi Natarajan, in the year 1976, she has started this Balakendram, the Sanskrit class, which has probably one of the best methodology for teaching Samskritam, Samskriti and Samskara. The main objective of both, the common objective or rather the main objective of both Geeta Govinda Samskrita Sangha and Vyoma Linguistic Labs Foundation is to spread the Samskritam, Samskriti, Samskara consciousness to every individual on this planet. That is the only simple vision on which both the organizations are working. Till now, Geeta Govinda Samskrita Sangha has been only on face-to-face classes. This is the first online attempt. And Vyoma has been doing work through the online teaching modes through CDs, apps, web and downloadable content on the e-learning front. So there you can see Mata Anantalakshmi teaching a few of our Vayalikaval students. So 1976 when it was established, around 12 plus branches in India. Now we have around 12 branches. Over the period of so many around 40 plus years, Mata has trained more than 20,000 students based on the database which we could collect from all the branches and from over the 40 years actually. So all of us are really divinely blessed by her, and she is a living inspiration for many of us. Vyoma Linguistic, as we said, again spreading Samskritam, Samskriti, Samskara, and has been able to touch more people through the online technology mode. They have around 18 products which are there, 16 apps, a lot of volunteers are supporting very well, and they are able to reach around 3 lakh touch points. So a few ground principles quickly. All children are encouraged to attend this class. Children, if they are below 5 years, 8 years or 10 years, if the parents are also accompanying, it will be more helpful. It will be easy for both of them to learn together. One golden rule which Mata always tries to imbibe in us is punctuality and regularity. So we will try to bring that even in the online class actually. And as we all know, all of us are equally excited about this class. Many of us want to know the slokas. We want to understand the meaning of these slokas. We want to implement a lot of these principles in our lives. While that is an amazing excitement, we also got a lot of mails on when will you start telling the meaning of these slokas and all these. So what we would request you is this is a step-by-step approach. And so initially we will start with learning the basic slokas. The Mula Matram, Kataha Prarambham Kurmaha, Agre Sopana Margena, step-by-step Vayam, Arthanusandhanam, Bhavanusandhanam, we will go step-by-step on this. The last principle would be allow the children or even us to have lot of fun in this classes. Let us not have any target for our children or for ourselves that we should by heart so many slokas, we should understand everything what is being said. Let us have fun, and through the fun let us also try to know more things and also enjoy this learning Sanskrit. The main objective of this class is to help children and all even elders to enjoy learning Sanskrit. That is more important rather than having any target as such.
At this stage, I think perhaps one is supposed to tell something about webinar.
Okay. So, at this stage, what I'll do is I'll request Soumya Krishnapur to just talk about a few principles or guidelines about how do we go about these webinars. So, Soumya ma'am, if you can just kinchit yadi vaktum shakyate chet sarvesham sukaram bhavati iti Venkat Mahodayanam ashayah asti.
So, welcome to all to the webinar class. So, I'll just give a brief introduction about the webinar format so that you will be able to participate better in and interact well with the teachers. So, the format is, by default, everybody is muted, so when you enter the class. So that is just to reduce the disturbance because echoes from multiple participants may cause some confusion. So there are two ways of participating. One is orally, and the other is to ask, type in anything you want to ask or you want to share. So for participating orally, there is an option called raise your hand. So there is a hand symbol in your screen somewhere. So if you click that, so hand symbol with an up arrow. So if you just click that, your hand will be raised. So whenever there is a break or whenever required, we'll look at it and unmute you one by one. Especially say if the teachers call for participation, if they are asking questions and you want to answer or you want to share, you can raise your hand so that the teachers will unmute you based on the time available, because there are many participants, but everybody will be involved as we can see the names and the participants. The second one is there is something called the questions, in which you can type in your whatever, if you want to ask something in the way, or sometimes if you want to answer, you can also type in, which we can see and we will So, it is better to use headphones if possible so that it will reduce the disturbance and it will make the experience better. But if there are multiple people participating, maybe, I mean, that will depend on that. So, we are sharing both the somebody is asking if there is no video. Both the video and the PPT are being shared. So you should be able to see it, and you will also be able to change the size. Especially in a computer, it's you can change the size and make one of them bigger or smaller based on the activity which is going on. So if they are teaching some rhymes with actions, you can enlarge the video window. Or otherwise, if when the shloka is being taught, you can enlarge the presentation so you can see the script and repeat accordingly. After the class, that is within 2 or 3 days, we'll upload the recording of the class, which you can access through sanskritfromhome.in. The participant videos are will not be activated right now because too many videos. One thing, each video will be very small, so we cannot see anything at all, and it may cause problems with bandwidth. So when the occasion raises, maybe based on the teacher's discretion, they can ask one of them to share the webcam if possible, as the requirement is there. Any other questions with the webinar? Jai Ganesh, do you have a question? You have to unmute yourself by clicking on the microphone. Jai Ganesh Vaidyanathan. I have unmuted you, but it says self-muted. So there is a microphone symbol in your this one, which you can click to unmute yourself if you want to. Sujata.
Namaskaram. Yes, about the timings of the future classes.
Yeah, that will be announced at the end. So the class will be at 6:30 p.m. IST every Saturday. Every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. according to the Indian time. So you can convert that if you are in a different time.
Dhanyavada.
So I think we can go ahead with the class.
Thanks a lot, Soumya Bhagini. Now, over to Venkat, sir, for the shloka section.
The first shloka is on Omkara. So, let us all repeat. Let me teach and you can repeat. Omkaram
Omkaram
Bindu Sanyuktam
Bindu Sanyuktam.
I think we should repeat twice. Omkaram
Omkaram Omkaram
Bindu Sanyuktam
Bindu Sanyuktam Tam Bindu Sanyuktam
Nityam Dhyayanti
Nityam Dhyayanti Nityam Dhyayanti
Yoginaha
Yoginaha Yoginaha
Kamadam
Kamadam Kamadam
Mokshadam
Mokshadam Mokshadam
Chaiva
Chaiva Chaiva
Kamadam
Kamadam Kamadam
Mokshadam Chaiva
Mokshadam Chaiva Mokshadam Chaiva
Omkaraya
Omkaraya Omkaraya
Namo Namaha
Namo Namaha Namo Namaha.
Once more we will try. Omkaram Bindu Sanyuktam
Omkaram Bindu Sanyuktam Omkaram Bindu Sanyuktam
Nityam Dhyayanti
Nityam Dhyayanti Nityam Dhyayanti
Yoginaha
Yoginaha Yoginaha
Kamadam Mokshadam Chaiva
Kamadam Mokshadam Chaiva Kamadam Mokshadam Chaiva
Kamadam
Kamadam kamadam
mokshadan chaiva
mokshadan chaiva mokshadan chaiva
omkaraya
omkaraya omkaraya
namo namaha
namo namaha namo namaha.
Next shloka. Gurur Brahma.
Gurur Brahma. Gurur Brahma.
Gurur Vishnu.
Gurur Vishnu. Gurur Vishnu.
Gurur Devo.
Gurur Devo. Gurur Devo.
Maheshwarah.
Maheshwarah. Maheshwarah.
Guru Sakshat.
Guru Sakshat. Guru Sakshat.
Param Brahma.
Param Brahma. Param Brahma.
Tasmai.
Tasmai. Tasmai.
Shri Gurave Namaha.
Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Gurave Namaha.
Gurur Brahma.
Gurur Brahma. Gurur Brahma.
Gurur Vishnu.
Gurur Vishnu. Gurur Vishnu.
Gurur Devo.
Gurur Devo. Gurur Devo.
Maheshwarah.
Maheshwarah. Maheshwarah.
Guru Sakshat.
Guru Sakshat. Guru Sakshat.
Param Brahma.
Param Brahma. Param Brahma.
Tasmai.
Tasmai. Tasmai.
Shri Gurave Namaha.
Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Gurave Namaha.
The next shloka is a very, very important shloka. This is the brand shloka of Gita Govinda Samskrita Sangha. This is a Mahamantra which our Mata has taught us. Whenever we go to meet our Sringeri Jagadguru, we don't introduce ourselves as such and such a person coming from such and such a place. We just tell this shloka. When we tell this shloka, Jagadguru himself will say, oh, you are Mata's student. You have come from Gita Govinda Samskrita Sangha. Let all good things be showered upon you. Let me bless you very nicely. So this shloka, please remember this shloka. Always tell this for your success, for your overall success. This is the only shloka which you can always tell. And if you recall, we started our class also with this shloka. When we started this class, we wanted this class to be very fruitful and continue for generations. Till Surya and Chandra is there, this class has to continue. to continue this class, the Mangala shloka which we told was this shloka. So it is very, very important, this shloka, and even in all our presentations, etc., wherever we go, we tell this shloka. This is a Mahamantra. Once we tell this shloka, the entire body becomes very, very relaxed. The mind becomes calm. The mind becomes very focused. And then we can continue our task. Guru Reva Gatihi.
Guru Reva Gatihi. Guru Reva Gatihi.
Guru Meva Bhaje.
Guru Meva Bhaje. Guru Meva Bhaje.
Guru Naiva Sahasmi.
Guru Naiva Sahasmi. Guru Naiva Sahasmi.
Namo Gurave.
Namo Gurave. Namo Gurave.
Na Guruh Paramam.
Na Guruh Paramam. Na Guruh Paramam.
Shishurasmi Guroho.
Shishurasmi Guroho. Shishurasmi Guroho.
Matirasti Gurau.
Matirasti Gurau. Matirasti Gurau.
Mama Pahi Guru.
Mama Pahi Guru. Mama Pahi Guru.
Guru Reva Gatihi.
Guru Reva Gatihi. Guru Reva Gatihi.
Guru Meva Bhaje.
Guru Meva Bhaje. Guru Meva Bhaje.
Guru Naiva Sahasmi.
Guru Naiva Sahasmi. Guru Naiva Sahasmi.
Namo Gurave.
Namo Gurave. Namo Gurave.
Na Guruh Paramam.
Na Guruh Paramam. Na Guruh Paramam.
Shishurasmi Guroho.
Shishurasmi Guroho. Shishurasmi Guroho.
Matirasti Gurau.
Matirasti Gurau. Matirasti Gurau.
Mama Pahi Guru.
Mama Pahi Guru. Mama Pahi Guru.
Kartaswara.
Kartaswara. Kartaswara.
Nibhadehaha.
Nibhadehaha. Nibhadehaha.
Kirtana Matrena.
Kirtana Matrena. Kirtana Matrena.
Dhuta Sakalaghaha.
Dhuta Sakalaghaha. Dhuta Sakalaghaha.
Artha.
Artha. Artha.
Swara.
Swara. Swara.
Janasharanam.
Janasharanam. Janasharanam.
Artha Swara Janasharanam.
Artha Swara Janasharanam. Artha Swara Janasharanam.
Murtadayarupa.
Murtadayarupa. Murtadayarupa.
Murta.
Murta.
Daya.
Daya.
Rupa.
Rupa.
Murtadayarupa.
Murtadayarupa. Murtadayarupa.
Guruvarenyo Vyat.
Guruvarenyo Vyat. Guruvarenyo Vyat.
Kartaswara.
Kartaswara. Kartaswara.
Nibhadehaha.
Nibhadehaha. Nibhadehaha.
Kirtana Matrena.
Kirtana Matrena. Kirtana Matrena.
Dhuta Sakalaghaha.
Dhuta Sakalaghaha. Dhuta Sakalaghaha.
Artha Swara.
Artha Swara. Artha Swara.
Janasharanam.
Janasharanam. Janasharanam.
Murtadayarupa.
Murtadayarupa. Murtadayarupa.
Guruvarenyo Vyat.
Guruvarenyo Vyat. Guruvarenyo Vyat.
So these are four shlokas that we learned today. Let us practice these shlokas. Next class, if any child wants to tell these shlokas or try telling these shlokas, we will unmute and we will first ask them to tell. When you raise, you can click the raise hand button and we can ask. So the next part of the class is the story. I think by seeing this picture, you can all guess what is the story which I am going to tell. Does anybody know or can guess, can anybody guess which is the story which I am going to tell today, seeing this?
You can type in the chat, I think. Anybody wants to take a guess at the story, seeing the mango fruit? Okay. I think people are having difficulty typing. So as we slowly get used to this webinar tool, we will understand how to interact better with this tool. We will request Venkat sir to continue with the story.
This is a story of Lord Ganesha and Subramanya when they were very young. So what happens, the house of Lord Shiva, Shiva, Parvati, Subramanya and Ganesha, they are a very small family. The house of Lord Shiva is called Kailash. So in Kailash, Lord Shiva, Parvati, Ganesha and Subramanya are seated. They are having a small chat. At that time, Sage Narada walks in. Sage Narada walks in, and normally when he walks in, what does he do? He will first say, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. That is what he will say. This time, he started telling, Hara Hara Shambho, Hara Hara Shambho, Hara Hara Shambho. Parvati was astonished. She was by the side of Lord Shiva. She asked Narada, Oh Narada, have you become a Shiva Bhakta suddenly? You normally, what you do is you always tell Narayana, Narayana, you are a Narayana Bhakta. Suddenly you are telling today, Hara Hara Shambho, Hara Hara Shambho, Shambho Shankara, Shambho Shankara, Mahadeva. She started asking him. She was very astonished. Narada smiled and said, Parvati Devi, why Hari and Hara, that is Shiva and Vishnu are the same. If I can talk the glory of Vishnu, I can also sing the glory of Lord Shiva. Since I am here in front of you, I thought I should tell your name. So Parvati felt very happy. So she asked him, what brings you here? Why have you come here? You are Triloka Sanchari, you have lot of work. You keep on going from one place to another. What brings you here? Is there any special occasion? So then Narada says, I got a special fruit which comes from a tree. It is a mango fruit. And this fruit comes only once in 12 years. The speciality of this fruit is, anybody who eats this fruit will become free from all diseases. He will have a very good body, a very good mind, and he will be very successful in his life. This is what Narada says. Oh, we have also not seen such a fruit. Can you show that fruit? So Narada picks out a mango from his cloth bag, and he gives the fruit. He says, this is a fruit. Okay. Now, for whom is this fruit? I always thought that Ganesha and Subramanya are fond of fruits. So, let me give this fruit to Lord Shiva, and you can give it to them. So, Narada gives one fruit, gives the fruit. He only has one fruit, and he gives the fruit to Lord Shiva. Now, Ganesha and Subramanya are watching this by the side. They suddenly come and say, Ganesha says, I am elderly person. I am the eldest son. The fruit has to be given to the eldest son. So, please give me the fruit, O father. Then Subramanya says, your stomach is so big. You are always eating. Why should you get that fruit? I am very thin and I am the youngest person. Always the smallest children or the youngest child in the house should get everything. So let me get the fruit. Oh father, please give me the fruit. So no, they didn't want to divide the fruit, cut the fruit into pieces and take it. They wanted the whole fruit. Because when Narada explained the benefits of having the full fruit, they thought, okay, we should have the full fruit so that only then the benefits can be attained. So after this, Shiva looked at Parvati. What should we do? Parvati looked at Shiva. You see them in the picture looking at each other. What do we do with this one fruit? There are two children. How can we distribute this? Then Shiva turned to Narada and said, oh Narada, you are famous for creating all confusions only always. Now you created this confusion. Now you only should resolve this problem. Narada said, simple, I will have a small competition. Whoever wins in that competition will get the fruit. Then he turned towards Ganesha and Subramanya. Ganesha and Subramanya said, oh yes, yes, we will agree. We agree to the competition. We will participate in this competition. We have no problems. Shiva felt very happy. At least there is a solution to the problem. Parvati also smiles. Then what happens? What is the competition? Narada, please tell us, what should we do? Subramanya is very eager because he, being young, he wants to take the fruit. So Narada announces the competition. Narada says, there are three worlds. One is the world of Bhumi, one is the world of Akasha, one is the world of Patala. So there are three worlds. So whoever goes around the three worlds three times very fast and comes back, and it is like a running race, whoever comes first will get this fruit. So Subramanya said, this is a very easy competition. I am sure I am going to win. Because he knows that Ganesha is fat. Ganesha cannot run around the three worlds. Ganesha's Vahana is Mushaka. If he sits on the Mushaka and goes around, Mushaka is very slow. Whereas Subramanya's Vahana is Mayura, which is a peacock. So peacock can fly in the air. It is like an aeroplane. So he can sit on the peacock and go around very fast and come. So Subramanya is excited. He thinks he will definitely win the competition. And he quickly sets off on the peacock. Ganesha is waiting there. So Narada says, Ganesha, your brother has already gone. How come you are not going? So Ganesha then asks Narada, oh Narada, don't you think our mother and father are greater than the three worlds? Are equivalent to the three worlds? Narada says, yes. The other thing with Ganesha asks is, there is a shloka called Jagatas Pitaro Vande, and this, especially my father, our father, which is Shiva and Parvati, are the parents of the world. If they are the parents of the world, and if the parents, father and mother, are equivalent to the world and are greater than the world, why not I circumambulate them three times, which is equivalent to going round the world three times, and then attain this fruit? Then Narada says, yes, you can do. So Ganesha, what he does is, he circumambulates Lord Shiva and Parvati, father and mother, his father and mother, Subramanya's father and mother, and the father and mother of the world three times, and he does the namaskara. Then Narada announced the competition, so he is the judge. So Narada tells Shiva, Ganesha has won this competition, please give the fruit to him. So Shiva immediately smiles and gives the fruit to Ganesha, Lord Ganesha. Then this Lord Subramanya quickly comes. He says, see, this peacock with special mantras and with special powers, I just went around the world and I have come.
he sees the fruit already in the hand of the Ganesha and he is very, 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 very angry that some Ganesha, he is sure that Ganesha could not have gone the three worlds like the way he went. And he asks Narada, how come Ganesha got this fruit? Then Narada says, Ganesha did not react in the way you reacted. He waited for a while, thought, and he remembered the Dharma Shastra, which says that father and mother are greater than the worlds. And based on that, he circumambulated Lord Shiva and Lord Parvati three times, Pradakshinam, what they call, Shiva and Parvati three times, and then he was successful, and therefore the fruit was given to him. Lord Subramanya becomes very angry and he says, he tells Shiva and Parvati, I will go and do tapas in Palani for some time and come back, and he goes away. So what is the moral of this story? Can anybody say what is the moral of this story? What did you understand from this story?
You can either raise your hand or you can unmute yourself or you can type in the chat. Anybody wants to volunteer?
Parents, on behalf of the children, can participate.
Ram Darbha, we have unmuted you.
Ram Darbha.
Your parents should be the first god in your head.
Great. Your parents should be the first call. Very good.
Excellent.
Raghu Alavandar. Can you repeat, please?
Think before you do anything. Do not hurry.
Think before you do anything. Do not hurry. Excellent, excellent. Next. Vibha Janga.
The same thing. Think before you do anything. Never be in a hurry, and think so fast also.
Think before and think fast. Excellent, excellent, yes. Sir. Vaishnavi Shashikanta.
Have to take parents' blessings before doing anything.
Excellent. We have to take parents' blessings before we do anything. Excellent. Netra Murali.
Parents are children's world.
Parents are children's world. Excellent. Excellent, very good.
Krishna Padashekar.
Krishna Padashekar, do you have a question? So before that hand raise, we'll go for the this one. Hare Krishna SV.
Parents show children the world.
Parents show children the world. Excellent. Gopika PN.
We should treat our parents like God.
We should treat our parents like God. Excellent. Matrudevo Bhava, Pitrudevo Bhava. That is what the Upanishad says. Excellent. Arundhati Kulkarni.
Parents are the best.
Best teacher. Excellent. Anand and Venkatadri Srinivasan.
Parents are the greatest gods and we should have the bhava of bhakti.
Parents are the greatest gods and we should have bhakti towards them. Excellent. Very good. That bhakti word is very good. Advika Vijaya Raghavan.
Self-muted.
You have self-muted. So you should unmute yourself in the panel. Meanwhile, we'll go to Akshaya Hariharan.
The order Mata, Pita, Guru, Devam is the moral of the story, showing that Mata and Pita come before everything.
Mata, Pita, Guru, Devam is the order, and Mata and Pita come before everything. Excellent. Advika Vijaya Raghavan. Sir, you have to unmute yourself.
Namaste. Parents are our first God.
Parents are our first God. Excellent. So anybody left out? This was an excellent reaction. Even we learnt a lot from this interaction. Even if we had put all the morals together, we would not have been able to put so many morals or niti that we learned from this story. Thank you all. We have just put one word, respect parents. Thank you very much for this. Now over to Vishwanathan for games.
Sarvebhyaha punaha Ram Ram Ram. Aham mama games screen share karomi idanim. I will share the game screen. So this is from one of our vocabulary product. So what we will do is, generally when we start any learning the vocabulary shabdaha, we start with fruits. Children at home here are starting with fruits. That's how I realize fruits probably excites all of us. And also today we saw the mango story. So I thought, okay, let's connect with that story and go through some of the fruits names in Sanskrit. So what we will do is, there are two parts to this game. First, we will go through the words. Just give me a minute. So what we will do is, we will go through the words and I will read the word loudly and we will repeat once. And after that, using these fruits only, we will have some games which we can play. Okay. So let's start with this. First one. Amra phalam.
Amra phalam.
Dadima phalam.
Dadima phalam.
Kadali phalam.
Kadali phalam.
Draksha phalam.
Draksha phalam.
Madhukarkati phalam.
Madhukarkati phalam.
Panasa phalam.
Panasa phalam.
Narikela phalam.
Narikela phalam.
Naranga phalam.
Naranga phalam.
Seba phalam.
Seba phalam.
Ananasa phalam.
Ananasa phalam.
Bijapura phalam.
Bijapura phalam.
Kalinga phalam.
Kalinga phalam.
Jambira phalam.
Jambira phalam.
Kharjura phalam.
Kharjura phalam. Jambu phalam. Jambu phalam. Badari phalam. Badari phalam.
I will just pause a minute.
Kharbuja phalam. Kharbuja phalam. Bhallataka phalam. Bhallataka phalam. Punnaga phalam. Punnaga phalam.
Trinabadara
phalam. Trinabadara phalam.
Shushka phalani.
Shushka phalani.
Mishta nimbukam.
Mishta nimbukam.
Swadu phalam.
Swadu phalam.
Kapittha phalam.
Kapittha phalam.
Amalakam.
Amalakam.
Sita phalam.
Sita phalam.
Pugi phalam.
Pugi phalam.
Niryasa phalam.
Niryasa phalam.
Prabhadara phalam.
Prabhadara phalam.
Jita phalam.
Jita phalam.
Tintrini phalam.
Tintrini phalam.
Swamla phalam.
Swamla phalam.
Amrita phalam.
Amrita phalam.
Okay. Understand. I can hear quite a few mind voice saying that was too much for one session. 33 words. How do you expect us to remember it? So it's a good memory test also for all of us. So what we will do now is we'll go to the Abhyasa 1, game 1. And here we will read out. So what I'll do is I'll do the work of that the speaker which is doing. And I will tell the tell the word. And what we can do is, if we can type in the chat, or if anybody raises your hand, the first one whom I can see here, I will just unmute them and take the answer from them. Okay, first one. Amra phalam. Okay, Anand and Venkat have raise their hands first.
Which is the picture? Third picture.
Yeah, sorry. Huh. Anand and Venkatadri?
Yes, it is a mango.
It's a mango, the third one. Okay, excellent. Yeah. Superb. Okay.
Thank you.
Draksha phalam.
The grapes.
Grapes. Okay. Okay. It's great. Okay. Badari phalam. Which one? Tell me the number there. Badari phalam.
The second one.
The second one. Let's see if I do the second one. That gives a red. It's wrong.
Incorrect.
It's incorrect.
The third one?
Yeah, the third one. Okay. Third one. So that's right. Badari phalam is the plum actually. Naranga phalam. Okay. Naranga phalam. Let me try with Jai Ganesh.
Orange.
Orange. Very good. Very good. Okay. Orange. Excellent. Thank you. I think that was Janani. Okay. Punnaga phalam.
Krishna Padashekar.
Krishna
Padashekar. Nutal Bhaita, I'm not going.
Krishna.
Soumya, ma'am, if you can help me mute, unmute all, if you can just try that.
Unmuted.
Yeah, that button does not seem to be working.
It's not working. Okay.
Muted.
Unmute all doesn't seem to be working. Okay, let me go by one by one. Okay, Jai Krishna.
Jai Krishna would be.
Yeah, Jai Krishna.
First one.
The first one. Excellent. Thank you. Mishtanimbukam Harita. You are self-muted. Okay, let me take control. Yeah. Now you can speak, I think. You have to unmute yourself, Harita. Yeah.
Musambi.
Musambi. Okay. Let me see. Okay, you are right. Musambi. Perfect.
There you are.
Swadu phalam. This can be a little bit tricky. Devi, Umashankar.
Excellent.
Fourth. Fourth, அதோட பேர் என்ன?
Sapota.
Sapota. Okay, super. Sapota is the right one. Excellent. Okay. Gopika phalam. Okay. Gopika, you have self-muted. Kindly unmute. Meanwhile, go to Hare Krishna Triambakesh. Kapitha phalam. Triambakesh.
The first one.
The first one. Okay, excellent. Kapitha phalam. Wood apple. Okay. Amalakam. Gopika, you can answer.
Second one.
Second one. Amalakam. Perfect. Kadali phalam. Akshaya Hariharan. Akshaya Hariharan.
The second one?
Second one, Kadali Phalam. Perfect. Excellent. Uttamam. All of us have done really well. So what we'll do is we'll continue the games, the Abhyasaha in the next class. We have 1 more minute. So what we'll do is we'll quickly have one rhyme which we can learn today, and then we will try to conclude the class. I think the rhyme shouldn't take more than a couple of minutes. I hope all of us are okay for a 5-minute extension for the first class. Okay, so the first rhyme goes like this. It is about Rama Sita, Krishna Radha and Vitthala Rukmini, all of them going towards the river. So, if I get up, it will be difficult, but I would request all the children, if you can get up and you can do this, it will be more fun actually. So, you can repeat along with me and you can do the same actions as what I am doing. First one we start with, Ekam Dve Trini Prarambaha. Ramahayati, Ramahayati, Sitaya Saha, Sitaya Saha. Kutra sahayati, kutra sahayati, sarayunadim, sarayunadim. Again the same one. Ramahayati, Ramahayati, sitaya saha,
Sitaya Saha Kutra Sahayati Kutra Sahayati Sarayu Nadim Sarayu Nadim Krishna Hayati Krishna Hayati Radhaya Saha Radhaya Saha Kutra Sahayati Kutra Sahayati Yamuna Nadim Yamuna Nadim. And while doing Krishna, don't forget the cross legs, though I am not showing it. Next, Vithala Hayati. Keep it on your hips. Vithala Hayati. Vithala Hayati. Rukminya Saha. Rukminya Saha. Kutra Sahayati. Kutra Sahayati. Chandra Bhagam. Chandra Bhagam. Now let's listen to how it actually plays. The rhyme, let's see if we can listen to this rhyme with music.
Now all of you can, all of us can do together along with this. Rama Hayati, Rama Hayati, Sitaya Saha, Sitaya Saha, Kutra Sahayati, Sarayu Nadi, Sarayu Nadi. If we want to revise these rhymes, there are two options to download these rhymes. So one, we can go to the Google Play Store, and we have the app. It's an Android app, Vyoma Labs. If you just put a search word called Vyoma _ Labs, and the app name is Shishu Geetani Part 1, you can download it, and this is the second rhyme in that app. Alternatively, if you want it through the portable audio, you can go to this site called cdbaby.com, and there again Shishu Geetani is there by Vyoma Labs. You can actually select it. In both these are again, there is no monetary value to it. The only value to it is the Shraddha Bhakti with which what we download and we practice these. So please download these. In case of any questions, doubts, feedback, please feel free to write to us at sanskritfromhome@vyomalabs.in. And our courses, our products, our YouTube channel, all the details are provided in this. Like Soumya Madam told us, these videos, the whole session has been recorded, and also the presentation, both of these will be available in the same Sanskrit from Home page. And also, the next class is on April 7th, Saturday, India time, 6:30 p.m. So from then, it will be a weekly class every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. India class. By the anugraham and grace of our gurus and almighty, we will put all our efforts to continue and take this class forward. Dhanyavadaha sarvebhyah. Sorry for taking an extra 5 minutes, but thank you so much for a great interaction. Really excited, and we'll try to continue the same energy in all our future classes. Sarvebhyah dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavada.
Guru reva gatih guru meva bhaje. Guru nai prasahasmi namo gurave, na guru paramam shishurasmi guru ho, matirasti gurau mama pahi guru, sarvejaha samasta sukhino bhavantu, loka samasta sukhino bhavantu, लोकार्थमस्ता सुखिनो भवन्तु सर्वेभ्यः राम 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 पुनर्मिलामः धन्यवादाः।